Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology, with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Addressing the nation in the 118th episode of his Man Ki Baat program on Akashwani today, Mr. Modi commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector. Loading the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly, the Prime Minister called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. He said, India has become the fourth country to achieve this success. Mr. Modi extended his best wishes to scientists, innovators and young entrepreneurs on behalf of the entire nation. Additionally, the Prime Minister lauded the courage of Arunachal Pradesh's Deepak Nabam for running a living home for the mentally and physically challenged elderly and the drug addicts. In a social media post, PM said, "The work done with good intentions and selfless spirit reaches far and wide through word of mouth."
हमारे साइंटिस्ट ने सैटेलाइट्स की स्पेस डॉकिंग कराई है। यह तकनीक अंतरिक्ष में स्पेस स्टेशन तक सप्लाई भेजने और क्रू मिशन के लिए अहम है। भारत ऐसा चौथा देश बना है जिसने ये सफलता हासिल की है।
In Andhra Pradesh, the Union Minister of Home Affairs and Minister of Corporation, Amit Shah, participated in the 28th Rising Day celebrations of the National Disaster Response Force in Vijayawada. On this occasion, the Home Minister also inaugurated the southern campus of the National Institute of Disaster Management at Kondapuvarulu in Krishna District. The Northern Railways Division has announced operation of three special trains between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Railway Station, Katra and Prayagraj to facilitate pilgrims travelling to the Mahakumbh Mela. The first train will depart from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra Station on January 24th at 3:50 a.m. and will return from Prayagraj on 25th January. Israel has delayed the Gaza ceasefire deal with Hamas. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the ceasefire will not come into force until Hamas provides the names of the first hostages it plans to release. A statement from his office says he instructed the Israel Defense Force not to begin the ceasefire, which was scheduled to take effect at 12 noon Indian time today. On the other hand, Hamas says the delay is due to technical reasons. According to ceasefire agreement, names should be provided at least 24 hours before a planned exchange. The Indian men's and women's teams are all set to compete in the finals of the Khokho World Cup 2025 today. Both teams will face Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. The Indian women's team will play their final match at 6 p.m., followed by the men's final at 7:45 p.m. Both teams will aim to secure victory and lift the trophy in this inaugural World Cup. Sudhanshu Mittal, president of the Khokho Federation of India, praised the Indian teams for their outstanding performances during the tournament. In the Australian Open tennis, Indian ace Rohan Bopanna and his Chinese partner Shuai Zhang entered the quarterfinals of the mixed doubles after they got walked over from the fourth-seeded Monaco-American pair of Hugo Nice and Taylor Townsend today. Bopanna and Shuai will next play the winner of the match between Hungary's Timae Babos and El Salvador's Marcelo Arevalo, an Australian combination of Olivia Gadecki and John Pierce. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 Cricket, India beat West Indies by 9 wickets at the Biomass Oval, Kuala Lumpur. In chess, world champion Diego Kesch has won the first round in the Tata Steel Masters, defeating Anish Giri of Holland in a closely contested match at Wijk aan Zee in the Netherlands. Kesch secured the win against Giri in 42 moves. The second round will be played today at 6:30 p.m. IST. The Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.